Meredith Wilder and Friends. Let's take it away.
Is this the point? Are we at the point now where what I say is going to be before the song, where we'll splice it up and stuff? Okay. Cool. I joined a songwriting group about a year ago, and we would write songs once a week, and we kind of ran out of ideas for themes. We started going by the alphabet, and when we got to the letter C, we decided to use the word collapse, and I started thinking about the leak in my ceiling and all these things that were falling apart, so I decided to write about Albuquerque and my dingy apartment and how everything kind of felt like it wasn't going so well, but it was going to be okay anyway. So this song's called Walls May Collapse. Have you taken a walk outside this place lately? To the Hyde or Holiday or Roosevelt Park? Some things in life, they never seem to change. Like walking barefoot in the grass before it gets dark. Last night I woke up hearing five gunshots. There's a couch that spent 3 weeks on my sidewalk. Maybe this month all my work will finally pay off, and my dreams will level up with all my talk. There will always be the dawn and the dust to settle into your bones. It'll complement the death and despair that settles into your home. Where the walls may collapse, the doors will not shut, windows will crack, but don't you give up on love. In the courtyard, flowers and trees, and a kid pushed my nephew down into the baseball field dirt. But children get off when they fall and skin their knees, and I'll be smiling while walking barefoot with holes in my shirt. There will always be the dawn to settle into your bones. It'll complement the death and despair that settles into your home. Where the walls may collapse, the doors will not shut, windows will crack, but don't you give up on love. Yeah, your walls may collapse, the doors will not shut, windows will crack, but don't you give up on love. Cool. Well, that felt good. How did you guys feel?
That's good.
Yeah. Let's keep that. Cool. Okay. Are we going to sit down and do an interview too, or should I talk about Sage and Colin, like, now? Okay. So I'll. Okay.
Feel free to talk about me anytime.
So.
Colin's just this great person who helps people with their health insurance. Okay. Oh. All right, let's do the country one. All right.
I might yell a little in this one.
Okay, good. Yeah.
It's to the guys in the booth.
All right. Every once in a while when I write the songs that I really like right off the bat, it's songs that come from absolute heartache, and that's where this one came from, but I didn't want to write another song that just made the night kind of slump down a little bit during a set or something. So I turned this song called Cold Hearted Lady into something that's a little more fun for me to sing so I wouldn't start crying in front of people. So, Cold Hearted Lady. I hear you calling, but I will not answer it. And I see that space in your world, and I know I won't fit in. I hear you knocking, but I will not open it. I am a dancer will not move her feet. Why did we meet? Where did my sweetness go? I'm just a cold-hearted lady. And you weren't the first one I decided to take home. My head had rested on many shoulders as I roamed. And you weren't the first one who made me feel so alone. Sleeping songwriting group has really been the main reason that I was able to consistently keep writing the past year. The album is kind of a mix of songs that I sat with for years and then brand new songs that I was writing right around the time of recording it. And this next one called The Observatory was I think we were trying to do A. It was the first alphabet letter that we were going through. So it was anxiety attack. And I had coincidentally just had one, so it was a perfect timing to write about that. And this next one is about looking out over the city of Los Angeles at night and then feeling completely overwhelmed at how small and insignificant we all are. And then the second verse of the song, as I was thinking about that, I kind of started thinking about other situations in life where I felt extremely uncomfortable or just anxiety ridden. So that was the source of this song.
Whew. I feel anxious.
All right, let's see if it came across. It's like any northwest road that leads to a crowd. The clouds peek through the tree line and soft guitar rules the softer words. Car and your grind is left behind, and now I'm one among many at the observatory. Terrify me, for I know I do not stand a chance against those millions of dreams and twice as many.
Joined by the group Meredith Wilder, who is on vocals and guitar, Colin Bio, who is on the upright bass, Sage Harrington, who is on harmony vocals. All three of you are songwriters, And all three of you have probably gone through many different phases as creators of songs, shedding influences, picking new influences up. I think, Meredith, you are now about to bring out your second solo album.
Yes.
Which is The Coming of the Night.
Right.
The first solo album, people might even be able to find it online, but you released that when you were...
18.
18. What have you learned between then and now?
Whoa. How long do we have?
About songwriting.
Yeah, of course, okay, of course.
Yeah. We're not talking about cooking.
What I've learned. I think it really comes from a similar place that it used to. There isn't as much inspiration instantly like there was when I first sat down and sounds were new. But I still just use it as a way to explain how I'm feeling or communicate with people. And I think what I've learned is that... it's okay if it's not perfect right away and I need to sit on it for a while and tweak a song. It kind of really bothered me if I couldn't get it right first, immediately, for a long time. So I guess that means I've learned some patience.
Well, in the way of patience, this new record has songs that have been like sitting with you unrecorded for a long time now.
Yeah.
And there are also songs that sound almost spontaneous, and we don't want to give away necessarily where this songwriter's workshop is based, because it sounds kind of magical how this happened. But let's put it this way. When you first came here with Wildwood, you played a song that you wrote called Cold Mountain. And the way you introduced it was, you said it was liberating to do a story song that was not about my feelings. I could just project myself into the screen and draw the song out that way. Now, these songs, when I first heard them, they sounded incredibly personal. But as you explain how they were put together, there is this sort of randomness or oblique strategies going on in how these songs were assigned. Can you sort of, because I know we've got songwriters who can't attend this thing, but how did this come about where you're choosing letters of the alphabet and stuff like that?
It started because I was playing so often that I was frustrated I wasn't focusing on songwriting enough, and I needed the accountability with people that weren't necessarily in Albuquerque. So it's not even based in we don't all get together and talk about it in person, but we just submit, and it hasn't been too regular, but for a while we were submitting stuff every week and at least proving to the other people in the group we have material and we're still trying really hard. And I really need that accountability myself.
So this was, you were sharing files?
Yeah.
It wasn't like sitting in a living room or
right.
something?
Right. Oh. Yeah, those are rare occasions and we all really enjoy it. Sage has been there for some of them. And yeah, those are few and far between. And it's really refreshing to hear the songs in person and see the chords moving and the voice right in front of you. But yeah, it's really more for just filing it away and keeping track of how your progress is going.
How do you mark progress in these ways? I mean, I notice one song here that sort of doesn't end, or the ending is, it ends with an image. It's the Los Angeles song.
Yeah.
And the way you end it seems to be deliberately atypical, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about the group is every once in a while, if someone has time to listen to the song that's submitted, they can throw out suggestions or ideas. Or since I knew that other people would be listening to it, I kind of wanted to not just submit the same kind of song every week. I needed to keep it fresh, and something as simple as the way a song would end would be really important to me to make sure that it was something that might interest one of them or seem different.
Now, Sage, you've been a part of this, and we know from the Happy Gland Band and Sage Harrington solo projects that when it comes to your own songwriting, I mean, you've written about being an accidental child, right? Something we were talking,
meaning yeah. Accidentally conceived.
Accidentally conceived.
Or unintentionally.
Oops, I'm still a child. Your Eyes Are Closed was written when I couldn't fall asleep one night. I was the only one awake and everyone else was sleeping. So I was thinking about how I could tell their eyes were closed and all the different signs that let you know that someone's sleeping nearby.
SBNC crashes the shore and mixes with the wind blowing in the curtains. That's when I
never intentional to be communicating this way. I think it just happened. I don't know if, I mean, yeah, we just know people that don't live here anymore or that used to live here, musical friendships that were just torn apart by people moving or finding new jobs. And since that's the best way to stay in touch, and those are the people that really relate to us musically, it does feel like a bigger net, but it wasn't cast out to say, like, hey, I want to be a part of this over here. It was just, that's the person that gets me, and and these are the people I want to be sharing with.
And it allows a kind of weird freedom where you can really sit down on your own and figure something out and then pass it along, and like to have that trust to pass it to another person as it is, I think it's a cool way to write.
Now, when the CD release, is it a physical CD? I hate to ask. Will it be a physical? Can I smell this thing when it's?
You'll be able to smell it. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's on its way here. And I kind of tossed the idea around of not having the physical copy. But then I realized the only way I listen to music is if someone hands me a CD. So that's kind of silly. And my mom really wanted one to hold in her hands. But Sage Harrington recorded it at her house, which was really exciting. And
yeah, it's so exciting. yeah, we have all the gear. I used the same gear that Jared and I used for Happy Gland Band's first CD.
Yes.
I was behind the controls this time, which was so exciting. It's my first time recording a CD, and I think it turned out pretty good.
You did a great job.
There's one song.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Right, this one's kind of cool. The title track of the album, The Coming of the Night, was an idea I had when I sat down with a very expensive guitar that I'll probably never be able to afford in a music shop in Tucson. And I was in that acoustic guitar room all by myself, messing around, and ended up staying in there as long as the chorus had to be written, and then we could all leave. But it was a pretty cool moment, because sometimes I sit down and I think, I really want to write a song right now, and I wasn't really thinking that at the time. So it was one of those moments when the song kind of hands itself to you. Okay.
Rising.
something new.
Meredith Wilder and Friends recorded live in Studio A. Colin Bio, Sage Harrington joining her